How's it going, listeners? Welcome back to CubeBuildCast. In this episode, we will be going over the April 2023 gaming news and stuff we've missed.
Sorry. We started, and there's a second of silence, and on the screen, you were really far to the left for some reason, instead of centered like
usual. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why. I think, Ben, you did that. No, don't fix it. You can fix it later.
Oh, you can still fix it during.
Oh, true.
He doesn't actually have to switch it.
Oh, right. I woke up like very... Or I woke up like 30 minutes ago. I was late coming here, so.
I mean, we came over later today, too.
Yeah. Oh, I see, Ben. Oh.
That's weird.
Maybe we have to zoom the camera out a little bit, but yeah. It's fine. We'll fix it later.
Weird. Yeah.
So, actually, I don't think we posted our last podcast.
Oh, we didn't?
Crab Champions.
No, I forgot.
Oh.
I forgot. So, I could do that today, though.
But. If you listen to last podcast, which isn't up yet, we finally beat Nightmare Mode on Crab Champions last night.
Yeah, we beat it twice. Chug wasn't there, though. He was playing Survivor.
I was playing, Survivor.
Which, of course, he likes it. I've never heard you say a negative thing about any game.
Oh, I hate the performance issues of the game. Yeah.
I don't know if I want to try it. I'm curious to see how bad it is.
I wish there was library sharing, because I would try it on that and see, but there's not.
Well, the thing is, with Survivor, the first section of the game, you're on Coruscant. I don't think it went up above 55 FPS when you were on Coruscant.
And you have a 3080.
3080 Ti.
Yeah.
Was it steady, though? I feel like I'd be okay if it was steady.
It wasn't super steady, but once I got to Kobo, which is, like, the biggest planet... It went up to like 120 FPS.
You said it dropped to 30 at one point.
At Coruscant.
Yeah. That's pretty bad.
Weren't they going to make like a Bounty Hunter game at one point?
What was that? Yeah.
Was that supposed to be in Coruscant?
I think so. Oh. They released some really early footage of it a couple years ago.
Wasn't it the Boba Fett game?
Yeah. It was called like Six or something. People were upset that was canceled, though. I was looking forward to that.
Battlefront 3 was canceled, too.
Yeah, sure. Battlefront 3?
Have you seen... There was Battlefront 3, the sequel to Battlefront 2, 2005.
Oh.
It was in progress and being made, but they canceled it for some reason. And they recently released footage.
I kind of wish they actually made a Battlefront 3 a sequel to the new one.
Yeah.
Like towards the end of that game's life cycle, it was so good.
It's still good now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it still is now. But
and then people are modding it like crazy, putting different heroes like Mando in there, Ahsoka, like all sorts of stuff. It's crazy.
How do you get mods? It's download.
Yeah, but the thing is, you can't play online with mods.
Oh.
Yeah, you can do servers with it, but I don't know how easy it is to get into those.
Super fun, though. I miss playing that game with everybody. Yeah,
that was good.
It's such a different game if you actually go into it now, though.
Yeah, I mean, I played it when they added the Clone Wars stuff.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Clone Wars. Oh, yeah, they added Obi-Wan and stuff.
Yeah.
How long ago did Battlefront come out? Which one? If you're referring to Battlefront 2, 2005, obviously 2005. But if you're referring to Battlefront 2015, obviously 2015.
That was the first one, I thought.
Yeah, Battlefront 1 came out in 2004. The first Battlefront.
The remake.
The remake came out in 2015.
But what about the second one?
Then Battlefront 2 came out in 2017.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure. I think it was 2017, because... Yeah.
We played that a bunch. Didn't we get like... a ton of hours in the first week.
I have like in the first one?
The first week I remember we played it like crazy.
I don't know, but I have like over 280 hours in Battlefront 2 on Origin.
Oh wow.
And then on
It's on Steam, isn't it?
It's on Steam, but I barely played on Steam.
Man.
The first Battlefront though, first Battlefront we played on the PS4.
Yeah.
And I have like 100 something on PC. Plus the amount of time we played on PS4.
Yeah, we played a bunch.
So we played it a lot. PS4.
Man, I remember when the beta for that was out.
Oh, that was so
two
fun.
Or one.
I remember,
one. Yeah.
I remember...
it was Hoth, right?
Yeah, Hoth. It was awesome.
Yeah, and the thermal imploders. And the the bass sound they'd make when they blew up.
So good.
Yeah, I actually, it's kind of funny thinking about the betas that we played for games, because like we were so excited for the games coming out, like Battlefield 2042 a couple years ago in Vermont.
Oh, yeah, that was
fun. I mean, we were excited for it, but my laptop just could not run that.
Yeah, I mean,
it was
when it came out, barely anything could run that.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird though. Like, I feel like we've pretty much liked every beta. I feel like we've liked pretty much every beta that's come out. Like, we have so much fun during the beta, and then when the game comes out,
it depends on what it is, though.
Yeah,
we had a lot of fun with Battlefront 1.
It might be just the hype of the short time span you get with it.
Yeah.
And then once you have the game, it's like, I can play this however long I want now. And it's like, it doesn't take the joy out of it, but it's like, it's different.
There's something about being on like a short time.
Yeah.
Ever.
And it's curated too to be the best stuff in the game.
Probably. Yeah.
Like Diablo, we played the first beta, and I'm probably going to play the second beta when that comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Diablo 4.
Couple weeks, I'm pretty sure.
And that's going to be fun. I had a lot of fun with the first beta. I never played any Diablo games, but I was a fan of Vampire Survivors combat a lot, which is pretty similar.
Are you talking about not Vampire Survivors?
V-Rising. Yeah. No, Vampire Survivors is not like that.
Oh, that's that old-looking one, right?
Yeah, even though it's pretty new. It is a very fun game.
I love V-Rising. Mm-hmm. That was so fun.
Yeah, the base building was pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
But, like, when you guys mentioned Battlefront and all those different things, that's why I wanted to play Survivor, because Star Wars. I love Star Wars. Like, Star Wars games, anything.
Yeah, and if a frame rate is too low, I can't get into it. I really try, but, like, in my mind, it's just focusing on that too much to the point where I don't enjoy it as much.
I'd say as long as I get steady. Like, above
once you
30.
Get off of Coruscant, it's pretty steady.
Yeah.
How long is that, though?
30, though.
Maybe, like, about an hour. Not long. It's basically, Coruscant is like the tutorial, in a way. And once you get off of Coruscant, like, the intro section, then you're on another planet. You can eventually go back to Coruscant. I don't know. It probably runs.
Did they put a day one patch in?
I'm pretty sure. Oh. And I think it runs better than it did for the reviewers, but
it was using 21 gigabytes of VRAM before the patch.
What?
Yeah.
On a 4090. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I see what you mean, though. It's like the same thing with the movies. Like, I know some of the announced movies aren't like the best.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, the one with Rey in it, but I'm still excited for it because there's something about going to the movies and seeing a big Star Wars movie.
Yeah,
we haven't had the chance to do that in forever, and it used to be Marvel, but obviously now Marvel's, you know, not what it used
to be. Plus we've been looking forward, we liked Fallen Order, so we've been looking forward to this game for a long time.
Yeah,
Marvel's too saturated. Like, I'm not gonna be able to go and see every single new Marvel movie, but every Star Wars movie is like once every couple of years now. So
yeah,
like, I can justify going to see that.
Yeah, and they make you watch the crappy ones in order to like get the full story for like the big
The Marvel ones. Yeah,
well, now they do. Like, it used to be that you didn't have to watch all the Iron Mans or all the Captain Americas because they were like their own stories,
individual, and then they all kind of conglomerated into its own.
Now they don't develop new characters, and they
kind of just throw it in for the sake of it being there.
Yeah, I feel like every movie is like a whole slew of new characters popping up.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know how we got on the Marvel tangent.
I might try Jedi.
Yeah, I would try it.
I mean, I have it and I have it installed.
And I would recommend pushing past Coruscant.
Yeah. Oh, did you pre-order it?
No, I bought it day of. Why?
The pre-order bonuses that you got, as soon as I got a new outfit, I just swapped it. The pre-order bonus isn't that good. Plus, the deluxe is $20 more for a Han Solo costume and a Luke costume, an R2-D2 skin for BD, and a DL-44 skin for Blaster. But just $20 skins. More for a skin. Like, if it was a DLC that came with it, $20 is good. But for skins that you're just going to swap out once you find new ones, it doesn't matter. It's dumb.
There's actually a way I can play it on my thing to see if I actually like it.
Just You just sign into my account.
Well, I'd sign into your account, download it, start the game, and then turn off my Wi-Fi, and then you could do your thing on your computer.
Yeah. If you want
to
try it,
I kind of want to do that just to try it, you know? Because I don't want to pay $70 for a game that I'm going to be like, eh, I'll wait a couple months to play it.
Well, you know? The thing is, the frame rate is decent. Like,
it's... What's decent?
Well, once you get off Coruscant, I'm telling you, once you get off Coruscant, it's better. No, but the... What is it? When you get to the planet and you start fighting the bosses and you start talking to the NPCs and you start doing side quests, it's like there's like a more open world feel to it.
Hmm.
It, you kind of just get sucked into it. I played for like 4 or 5 hours yesterday the game. I just got sucked into it because the story was so like very interesting. I don't know. It was just, it's definitely something you both should try.
You're like that with every open world game though.
I mean, I guess.
I'll have to see. I'll just try it from your thing and see how it goes. Wish there was library sharing, though. It'd be a lot better.
It's EA. They're not going to let you do that.
They used to. A lot of EA games have library sharing.
Yeah.
Isn't the new Dead Space remake EA?
Yeah, but I don't know if you need EA Desktop to play it, though.
I played it on Steam Deck just without it.
You need EA Desktop to play Jedi?
Yeah.
Oh.
No. I played the Dead Space remake.
I actually couldn't start it until I updated EA Desktop.
I don't like how they do that.
It's really stupid, but it's the same thing that happened with Origin. It's the same exact thing. Cool. It's just a different launcher.
Yeah.
Yeah, launchers are annoying. Is that really any differentiation between the small talk and the news today?
Yeah.
We're just kind of jumping right into
I saw a meme earlier today where it was like, do you guys like new games? And everyone has their hands up. And he's like, You guys want to download a new launcher to play this new game? And nobody had their hands up.
Oh, yeah. It's like, is that real?
Huh?
Was that real?
No, it was it was like a cartoon meme. But
yeah, who wants to do that? That's so stupid. Like even the Ubisoft. I can't even speak right now. The Ubisoft one for Rainbow Six.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's annoying having to have that open and like use that interface when I could just use Steam.
Yeah, I don't know what the point is. I mean, does them getting you on their platform get you to spend money with them or something?
I don't know. I'm never going to buy a game on Ubisoft.
Yeah, I never have. Yeah. Well, actually,
I don't think I've ever bought a game on Ubisoft.
We've bought games on Origin before.
I have, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What, before it was all exclusive to Origin before it went to Steam.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure Battlefront 2 was exclusive to Origin.
I think I own that on Origin.
So, like, we have most of our time on Origin just because... It's now EA Desktop.
The
Origin's
Battlefield
gone.
Games too, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Origin's gone, by the way.
Oh, it's just EA now?
EA Desktop was in beta for a while, and then they're like, okay, screw it. We're just going to change it to EA Desktop.
Hmm.
And then they got rid of Origin.
Hmm.
So if you try to load up Origin, it won't work.
Huh.
I'm looking through this list here. Maybe we'll go through the more boring stuff first. What is Firewalk Studios?
I don't know. It's a new studio, apparently. PlayStation bought them.
Huh.
Nobody really knows what they're gonna do.
What is it?
It's just they purchased a new studio to make a AAA game. So
Firewalk
Studios. I don't know. Ben tried looking it up to see if there's any games that they made, but it's a new studio. They don't have anything under their belt yet.
Oh.
When I looked up gaming news, all I was seeing was stuff about the UK blocking Microsoft from buying Activision.
How does that work?
I don't know.
What was the reasoning behind it?
They don't know. They haven't released that. But the president of Microsoft was like, this is the darkest day in decades of Britain history or whatever.
Darkest day.
Yeah, like, dude, chill. It's a gaming company.
That's so weird. I wonder if it's because of the like all the allegations coming out against Activision leadership.
I don't know. I mean, the deal was worth $69 billion. So I'm sure there's money involved.
Wow.
Yeah.
Has to do with money at some point.
That's actually crazy to think about, though, because PlayStation is only worth, like... PlayStation in itself is worth about $30 billion.
Activision was worth more?
Yeah.
It's actually crazy.
I don't know how that's possible.
Huh.
Wait, Activision is?
Activision's worth more than PlayStation, not Sony. Sony's worth, like, a couple hundred billion. No, PlayStation's worth... like $30 billion or something like that.
So, wait, so they're banning Activision games or the purchase of Activision games?
No,
they're just stopping Microsoft from purchasing Activision.
Yeah, remember that deal where they were going to buy Activision? I don't know how it works. Like, was that happening in the US also?
I don't know. I don't know why UK or how UK is stopping them from doing that.
So they're not going to be able to purchase them, right?
Apparently not.
I guess not. They're saying that it might not happen this year.
I mean, it doesn't really matter too much.
That's weird. Now that I think about it, I feel like that was like old news. I thought they already got them, or they were like towards the end of ending the deal.
A lot of these things take a lot of time, though, like years to do.
It's a lot of money.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But it shouldn't really affect much, at least for now.
It would only be, like, I'm pretty sure that Microsoft was planning on putting all the CODs on Game Pass.
Mm.
Well, people are saying it affects streaming, game streaming. I don't know how, but I guess part of it might have to do with the Switch deal. Because I think Microsoft also recently did something with streaming with another company. They acquired a streaming company recently.
I thought COD was going to be going on Switch as a cloud thing.
Yeah, and they would, if they bought Microsoft or Activision, they would have to go through some sort of streaming service to do that. And I don't think they have the infrastructure currently.
Hmm.
But I think that was part of their plan.
Huh.
I mean, who wants to play COD on a Switch?
I mean, there's probably people that are going to.
I bet, but
with the Joy-Cons. That sounds so weird.
It doesn't even have triggers. Unless have you use the Pro Controller.
What is it? Have you felt a Switch since you've played with the Steam Deck?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope
it feels so cheap and just,
it feels so thin.
It's weird.
I don't like how the Joy-Cons like kind of, there's like a
click
big give.
They click too. Mm-hmm. Like with the Steam Deck, you could push it down like the triggers. Mm-hmm. But on the Steam Deck, you go and it taps and it clicks.
Yeah.
It's like, it just doesn't feel as smooth.
Mm-hmm. I saw someone describe it recently. Nintendo's a toy company, first and foremost, and they're designed to sell toys.
Yeah.
So their Switch is technically a toy. And that's why they're so selective about it. Like, they want to keep their toy to themselves kind of thing. And their games are only meant to be run on their systems.
Yeah.
I mean, they do have some mobile games, but mainly they want to sell their system and their physical product first.
I don't know why they didn't make a new Switch for Tears of the Kingdom. They would have sold so many.
They still might.
How
I know they will, but I feel like they would sell more.
Huh?
A new Switch, an updated Switch.
Switch.
I know there's
Pro.
The OLED, but the OLED just has a better screen. There's no different hardware in it.
Yeah, Switch Pro with some updated hardware in there. I'm sure they could make it a little bit more powerful.
I know. I don't know why they just
wonder what
they're
thinking of. It's weird. When did the Switch come out? Like
2017?
That's old.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
It's weird to think about, like, are they ever going to get away from the Switch, like, framework or whatever? Like, build a new system? Because the last one was the Wii U, which was pretty bad. But the Switch kind of changed everything.
There was always a second version of a specific console, though.
Yeah.
And there was Switch Wii, OLED, then the Wii U, though. Then there was actually not all the consoles, thinking about it. But, I mean, honestly, having a Switch Pro would probably be their best move.
I think they're going to stick with a Switch design. Maybe. I mean, I don't know what else they could do.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ones that are successful, they usually design a product super similar, but slightly different. Like, they had the Game Boy, then they did the Game Boy Advance. Mm-hmm. You know, and then the DS, and then the DSi. You know, they just kept
the
on
3DS.
With
the
3DS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, they never had another Wii U because people didn't like it. But the Switch is kind of like the modern Wii U, just doesn't have the, like, they used to have the controller console, or like the screen and the controller. Now the screen is the console and the TV console.
That was weird.
Have I mentioned, it's not on the list because I just remembered this, but the PlayStation handheld, did you guys hear about that?
I think you mentioned it last week.
I was looking into it more, and apparently it's for streaming. It's not going to be its own handheld. It's going to be a accessory for the PS5. So basically, it's going to... Some people think that it's actually going to look like the PS5 controller with a screen in the middle, with the PS5 controller as the sides. And it would be you have to have a PlayStation 5 to be able to use the PS Now, whatever streaming to it.
I'm not a fan of that.
There's this new ROG, Republic of Gamers, console that's coming out, and these reviewers have been paid off big time. Like one of them was saying, like, now I can finally change my game settings. On a console or a handheld console. Mm-hmm. They obviously haven't played the Steam Deck because you can do the same thing on there.
Huh.
But this thing is likely going to cost close to $1,000. Huh. It's going to be on Windows 11. And I don't know, like, if it's going to be more powerful than the Steam Deck, it'll be slight.
Huh.
But Valve has a lot of optimizations specific to Steam Deck that other consoles won't get. So I don't know. Like, these reviewers are paid off to say it's the Steam Deck killer, but they don't tell you all the other cons associated with it.
Huh.
What is it? I saw someone in the comments on Reddit under one of those posts, and they were saying, like, all these things, if it doesn't have this, I'm not buying it. If it doesn't have this, I'm not buying it. Like, if it doesn't have four back paddle buttons on, like, the Steam Deck, I'm not buying it. If it doesn't have, like, the haptics, I'm not buying it. If it doesn't have this and that, it's like... Mm-hmm.
I mean, why would you pay more for something that has fewer features?
Exactly. There's so many features on the Steam Deck that Valve has pretty much everything covered.
Mm.
There's no trackpads on it, which there's a lot of people that just solely use the trackpads on Steam Deck.
I like the trackpads.
So there's a lot of things that are missing from it.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's Windows too. Yeah. So Windows computers just slow down over time. Like, people use these things for like maybe a couple months to test them and all that, but they don't use them past a couple years, and that's when Windows devices really start to slow down.
Yeah,
like, they just get so much bloat, and then you'd have to connect a keyboard and mouse just to clean it out and all that stuff, and that'd be a pain.
Yeah.
So Linux is definitely the better platform for a mobile console, Steam OS.
Hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, if there is something better than the Steam Deck, I would accept that. But I mean, nothing's been better so far.
I'm not gonna go out and buy it. I still like the Steam Deck.
$1,000
a lot. Yeah.
Plus the Steam Deck does everything that it needs to do.
Well, the high tier is $650.
What high
for
tier?
Steam Deck?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Which is super affordable.
But it's the same specs basically, except for the SSD.
I like how they did that though.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what is it, 400 for the base?
Isn't it less? Like 350?
I thought it might have been 350.
If it's 350, you can get it.
It was like 350. Then almost 500, and then 650.
Like, that's actually insane that you can get into gaming for that much.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the cost of an iPad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's just crazy. And there's been the Aya Neo and a couple other ones like that.
Doesn't look interesting to me.
They're super expensive.
Those are streaming, aren't they?
No, they're not.
They're really powerful, but
they have big screens.
OLED.
But that means they eat up the battery even faster.
Pretty sure they're higher than 60 FPS, right? They're maybe like 120 hertz or something.
Maybe like the couple thousand plus ones.
Yeah.
But
that probably eats up your battery twice as fast.
I don't know. People, like, they bring it up in these videos, like, Steam Deck killer, and then you never hear about it again.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. They just, that's their clickbait title.
Yeah.
Or they're paid to say that or whatever. And then all of a sudden, it just goes away and people keep going back to Steam Deck.
It's kind
of
crazy how little Steam has even marketed the Steam Deck.
Yeah.
They haven't.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And how many consoles they've sold, it's crazy.
That's probably why they could make the console better. Because they're not spending so much on marketing. They can afford to put it into R&D and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a bunch of gameplay trailer stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know if we... Armor Core...
That's the FromSoft?
It's a FromSoft robot mech game. I don't know.
I'm not terribly invested in that because...
Like War Robots.
Yeah, but it's
it looks better than that, though. Mm. I'd rather play that than War Robots.
It's not a Souls-like, right? It's like a top-down...
You have to, like... Apparently, I looked into, like, the older ones to see. Apparently, you have to... You can equip different guns onto your mech. You gotta use different armor for different sections of whatever you're fighting.
Mm.
There's a lot of it's harder than you think, that type of thing.
I'm actually curious.
Then there's multiplayer too. There's multiplayer that they're gonna have, like co-op multiplayer and stuff like that.
I'm sure there's a group of people that are excited for it. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what, the sixth one that's come out?
Yeah. I think the last one was on PS3.
Oh wow.
So people are really excited for it, actually.
Huh. Wait, did they have five of them on previous consoles, or all of them were on PS3?
I'm not 100% sure.
Huh.
It might have been an older thing.
Ben, are we able to put trailers up? Because I'm kind of curious to watch some of these.
That's fine.
Through the headphones or the stream?
Through
the stream.
What?
What? Layers of Fear, I actually want to watch the...
Wait, is it Layers of Fears?
Layers of Fears. Layers of Fear, then there's Layers of Fear 2.
Layers of
Fears.
Then
there's Layers of Fears. This is the third one.
Oh, we can't. Oh.
What's wrong with one monitor?
Oh.
Oh, if you're using software capture or window capture, you could do that.
Not that one, right?
It would be that one, yeah. And you click on, it says computer there. You change it to window capture instead of display capture. But what was Layers of Fear?
It is kind of like, people consider it a walking simulator, but it's like a horror walking simulator in a way. So people actually genuinely like it.
Was that really old one that was made in Gmod or something?
I'm not 100% sure.
Actually,
there was an old game. I think it was made by one guy in using some sort of game engine. He might have used Gmod.
Is that PT?
No, it wasn't PT. That was Hideo Kojima.
Yeah.
Game. Oh yeah. No, that was the predecessor to Death Stranding. Did you know that?
It wasn't the predecessor. It was a game they scrapped before.
They were gonna use all the stuff that they used in Death Stranding for the full PT game. But then they swapped it. Like, the dude that played the main character in Death Stranding was going to be the main character in PT.
Oh, that is true.
Like,
yeah.
That type of stuff. Like, they were going to use a lot of the stuff, like, the lore and everything behind it.
But that was a pretty cool sounding project, though. Mm-hmm. Silent Hill.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to play that.
They're remaking Silent Hill 2.
Huh.
I think.
Did they remake the first one?
Don't know.
Or was it a...
I heard Silent Hill is largely another horror walking simulator.
Mm-hmm.
Silent Hill? Yeah.
I mean, I guess they leaned into the walking simulator thing with Death Stranding.
Literally.
But Layers of Fears, that's the third or fourth
It's the third
game.
One. Oh. It's the UE5 one.
They're on Epic, right? The Layers of Fear 1 and 2.
I own it. I own one of the Layers of Fear 1 on Steam.
Oh.
But I've never played it.
The reason I think that is because I think I got both of them for free on Epic.
I think Layers of Fears 2 was free.
Yeah.
Or something.
So Layers of Fears is the third one.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we can't. I don't know. We're not able to watch trailers on the podcast right now. So
is that the one about the painter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he paints things and that comes to life or something?
I think so.
Huh. I don't know how you have that many games about that concept.
I mean,
I'm
could be cool
playing them. Maybe we'll play it around Halloween this year.
That's what I was thinking. I think I wanted to play Layers of Fear.
We actually considered this
last Halloween, but we had some other games we wanted to do.
Yeah, we have considered them before.
Also, Outlast Trials is coming out in the next month or two.
Oh.
But we should definitely save that.
Maybe.
Unless you want to play it.
I don't know if it would be that much horror.
Well, I think it's more of like a...
It's a co-op. What can we compare it to?
Resident Evil Survivor.
No, this is like there's probably just like sections that you go through,
like testing chambers.
Yeah, kind of like Portal, but of Outlast in a way.
It's weird. I'm not sure. I feel like when we do our Halloween series, we usually get games where we can like sit down and actually talk about like how scary they are.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, I think of Soma. Obviously, there's not going to be anything like Soma anytime soon, I don't think. But I feel like with Outlast Trials...
There is Amnesia the Bunker coming out soon, too.
Is that a sequel to the last one we played?
No, it's totally different. Apparently, you get a gun in this one.
What was the last one? Amnesia...
Rebirth.
That was... Hey, it just wasn't that good.
Yeah. I started The Evil Within. I was playing it, I was streaming it to my Steam Deck, and it just felt so old.
It looked so old. Like, the way, I don't know, the controls looked very clunky.
Yeah, I was getting annoyed because I was dying and like stuff was happening just because the game was controlling so badly.
I actually beat it.
Which the thing is, I also started BioShock after that. Which I've played a whole bunch of times. And that game's from 2007 and The Evil Within is from 2012. And BioShock feels so much more modern than that game. Like, I don't know how they made the game feel so good for that time.
It's kind of weird. When I was watching you play Evil Within, the I've heard good things about the game, but the graphics and the way it looks, it's like that weird era where graphics were getting pretty, or like really good, but they were also being held back a little bit. Mm-hmm. So like the character models would like almost look really good, but they wouldn't.
And it was like the awkward in between.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. It kind of threw me off. But
I mean, I don't know. Even I don't know why BioShock is just so. It was ahead of its time, I think.
BioShock is like.
I mean, timeless. It was also first person though. It's a little bit different, but.
Well, you also play the remake, or the.
Yeah, they didn't change much.
No, they just updated the textures.
Yeah,
they changed so little that I realized I never actually played the remaster of BioShock 2. I played the original, and I couldn't tell the difference. Because they just changed some lighting slightly. Like, there's not like actually nothing that they really remastered in it. That's why it's not overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah.
People were bashing the remasters and like, oh, I just want to charge $60 for this brand new lighting or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks good.
It does look good. I mean, if you look at comparisons, you could probably barely tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's just a testament to how ahead of its time BioShock was.
Yeah.
Because Rapture and everything, it looks so good. Compared to when I was playing Evil Within, like some areas look pretty good, but then you go outside and it just, I don't know, it looks weird.
Yeah.
It's like I couldn't get into Evil Within 2. I tried playing it and then either something else came up or I just was kind of uninterested.
Well, I actually played the demo for 2 and that's why I wanted to play the series because I liked the demo so much. But I don't know, like, if I can skip the first one, maybe go straight to the second one, I might do that. But I don't know if the story... I mean, just
watch a recap or something of the first game.
Yeah.
It's actually a pretty interesting story. Like, it's really cool. There's, like, twists and all sorts of things. But...
Yeah, maybe eventually I'll get through it.
Is the Firewalk thing what you guys were talking about before?
Yeah. Firewalk Studios, yeah.
Bought them.
Diablo 4, obviously the second open beta.
Next week or two?
The
weeks?
12th to the 14th of May. So I think it's a couple weeks.
I'm not sure what Firmament is.
Firmament, I think I mentioned it last podcast. It's the creators of Myst.
Oh, yeah.
The puzzle game.
Yeah.
They also, the same people did Abduction, which was amazing. I loved Abduction. I don't know. I like Myst in those types of puzzle games, like The Witness,
yeah,
those types of things, the Talos Principle, just anything that has to do with like puzzles and stuff.
I played the Talos Principle and I don't know, I couldn't get into it.
Yeah,
like I didn't like how you had to go from like one or like one puzzle to the next.
You don't have to do that later on. You go to a hub,
yeah,
you can go to wherever hub. You want,
yeah,
and you kind of there's like 7 or 8 puzzles in each area.
Yeah.
And you have to try to get all these Tetris pieces.
Yeah.
And once you finally get all the Tetris pieces, you could take it to the specific sections that are designated for that. And it turns into a block puzzle. And you have to like input the Tetris pieces into a specific square and try to fit them all in. It's really cool.
Yeah. I got to the hub part and I went to various places, but I don't know. I feel like it all blended together.
I don't know. The story's kind of interesting because it has to do with. Like you're a robot, and then there's God, and then like God is trying to push you in this certain direction. It's really weird. It's a really weird story, but it's definitely interesting.
Suicide Squad is delayed to 2024.
Oh my, February.
Yeah, I don't know.
February 2024.
Like that's gonna be another one of those live service games that's popular for a few months and then dies completely.
It's gonna be like Back 4 Dead. Back 4 Blood.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Once it goes live, people are gonna play it for like a week or two, and then it's gonna drop off on Twitch because there's gonna be nothing else to do besides buy the battle pass in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it's done, it's just gonna drop off the earth. pretty much.
Yeah, that's the case with a lot of games like that, though. The types of games where you, like, usually it's up to four players, and you boot into a match, and then you, like, wave-based games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even, like, Killing Floor and stuff.
Mm.
Like, that type of game. Vermintide. Those games don't last super long.
No.
Yeah.
They're popular for maybe a couple years max, but then they start to die out.
What's even funnier is that Suicide Squad, since it's going to be live service, they're talking about every once in a while when a new season drops, they're going to release a new character.
Every once in a while.
Rainbow Six. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
So those types of games, they need like PvP to stay alive in some cases.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because there's always those competitive people that like the gameplay and they like to dominate that mm-hmm. type of thing.
Well, because they're designed to just keep playing over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
If people can't just like boot into a match themselves and play with other people, like with PvP or something, it gets old.
Yeah,
because they're the same enemies every single time, and I don't know how long people would play the same levels with the same enemies.
Mm.
Wait, I was watching a video recently about someone talking about a game. I forgot what game it was. Basically, they were saying if a game has some sort of way that the community could build something, like Workshop on Steam, or Level Creator, or that type of stuff, it actually extends the life of the game.
That's why Left 4 Dead 2 is still so big.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's still a good game.
Workshop.
Oh, yeah.
Left 4 Dead?
Two.
It's massive. They get, like, you know, lightsaber mods, and they're fighting meme characters and stuff. I even did it a bunch of times, too. It's pretty fun.
Huh.
Yeah, Workshop and player-created stuff keeps games alive.
Yeah, people design new levels all the time so they can keep playing those.
Mm-hmm. It's like that Meet Your Maker game. I don't know exactly how big it is. But people actually like it because it's all player created, and there's like infinite replayability to it.
Tears of the Kingdom comes out next month.
Mm-hmm. Is that earlier?
Ben's excited for it.
What, Ben?
What is it?
Huh.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
See, I am excited for it. I do want to play it, but I'm not excited to play it on Switch.
Because hardware just holds it back.
Partially because our Switch has such bad Joy-Con drift that it's unplayable. That means I can't play handheld mode. I have to play it with the Pro Controller, but then I have to put it on the TV, which means it's going to run worse because it's going to be 900p scaled to whatever, 4K on the TV. And you go to certain areas, like there's fire on the screen, and it drops. They have a mechanic, at least in the first one, where if it starts to drop below 30 frames, it locks it to 20 frames.
Oh, wow.
So, like, there's a little bit of fire on screen, it'll just instantly shoot to 20 frames per second, and it'll stay there until the fire goes away. So, I don't know. I'm just not excited for such low frame rates on it.
I think that's the case with a lot of Nintendo games. It's like, I don't want to... Well, first of all, I don't own a Switch anymore. But even if I had a Switch, when I had a Switch, it sat there for so long. Like, I never used it.
I mean, I sold my first Switch after I beat Breath of the Wild a couple times and Mario Odyssey and stuff because I didn't see any other games that I wanted on there.
Mm-hmm.
We only got one again when Smash got big and we wanted to play that. But after a while, no one played that anyway, so we never played it.
Yeah, it's just annoying because I had to set it up with my monitor and it was like this whole ordeal.
Yeah, annoying. I have my Steam Deck dock set up on my desk and actually charge it on my desk all the time. So I can just plug it in and use it on my secondary monitor or whatever. But I don't know. For me, Switch is a hassle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to definitely look for emulation stuff as soon as I can.
Nintendo's coming after you.
Let them try.
Yeah.
They're going to raid your house. Just like
A ROM.
You see that the people raided that guy's house? Because he got Magic the Gathering cards or something.
What?
He bought some Magic cards. They accidentally sent him some unreleased cards, and they had the police raid his house to get the cards.
Wow. Why?
because they don't want us, they don't want the unreleased cards getting out.
Does Nintendo own Magic?
No, no, this is a separate company.
Oh, that's ridiculous, crazy, though.
But I don't know, it's kind of funny.
Wow.
That should be illegal.
Yeah, it should be.
We talked earlier about Oxenfree 2 trailer, which I'll watch after we're done here because we can't watch it during. But that one I'm really excited for.
Apparently, I haven't seen it, but from what I read from the news article that I saw about it, it showed more of what the story's going to be about,
ooh,
which is kind of interesting.
I like the first story. It's good.
I'll probably fully play it on Steam Deck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
There was a bunch of games that I played for the podcast that I played entirely on Steam Deck.
Oh, me too. I played more of Resident Evil 4 on Steam Deck than on PC.
Really?
I played the last...
Campfire.
Well, yes. But there's an anthology game. The last anthology game on it.
Mm.
Entirely on the Steam Deck.
Yeah,
which one was that one?
I played...
That was the Murder House one.
Yeah, yeah.
I played RE2 Claire's Story almost fully on Steam Deck.
Mm-hmm.
Which it was... That game is really good, too. I just hated the boss fights in that game.
I hated a few of the boss fights.
They were all bad.
I can't remember it.
The first one wasn't terrible.
I don't know.
It was pretty easy.
At least with Claire.
I hated the stupid crane one. I did not like the crane boss fight.
In RE4?
Two.
Oh, what am I thinking? I'm blending them together.
No, the crane boss fight is the one where you have to send the crate all like over here and then knock him down and then you hit him with the crate again.
Oh.
Then you need to pull the crate back again and then knock him down and then hit him with it. Yeah, it's really irritating.
At least for Claire, the only boss you fight is that one guy the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Three times. And all of them were bad.
Yeah, you never see Mr. X in that.
What did you
campaign? I forgot about
you
that.
See him,
did you guys prefer the Leon or the Claire story?
I prefer Leon's, but as to story, I kind of like Claire's.
She actually got way cooler weapons.
Yeah.
And I did like the story with the little girl.
Yeah, that was interesting.
I don't remember what. Oh, Ada, Claire.
You play as Ada when you're doing Leon's story.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious though. Like, so they say that Claire's is the canon, right?
Yeah.
But isn't Leon's like the quote unquote main one people play?
Well, okay. So technically, if you were gonna look at it in like which one's canon, so you start as Leon, beat his story, then you do second playthrough. So it's different. So you do eventually go through the police station, but after Leon's gone through it. So like if you start as Claire, she kind of takes a place as Leon. But if you play as Leon and then you play as you do the second playthrough as Claire, it starts you where you meet at the fence. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
And so you go back and then obviously it doesn't take as long to beat, but that's the canon part. Mm-hmm. So basically you start as Leon, beat his, do second playthrough. So from the fence where Claire is, that's canon.
Mm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Kind of hard to explain it, but
I think most people play Leon first, right? Like,
yeah,
that's like kind of like the default that people do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she gets a rocket launcher or a grenade launcher.
Oh yeah,
The acid grenade launcher is so good.
Yeah, it just melts their limbs off.
Forgot about that.
Mm.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Redfall. When does that come out?
Monday.
I'm so excited.
Literally in 2 days.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know if I want to start Survivor then.
I don't know. Actually, I'm curious.
What, you want to do Redfall first?
I don't know. I'm.
I don't know how. It's going to take me a while to get through Survivor.
Redfall's it's going to take us a lot to get through Redfall, too. It's about 20 hours as well.
Yeah, but I don't know. I have Game Pass, so I can play that day one. I don't own Survivor yet.
I mean, we could play it together, three of us.
Getting a group together and playing that would be so fun.
It's four-player co-op.
Mm.
So, I'm down to do that if you guys want.
Yeah,
that sounds really fun. I mean, I'm still gonna probably try, Jedi Survivor today.
Yeah,
but that might be a longer one because I mean we're not planning on doing a podcast for it until later this month.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's gonna take a while to beat too.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Wait, I also, on Survivor, I mean, we're kind of going all over the place in this podcast, but I'm playing the second hardest difficulty, and so far it's not that hard.
Is that past normal mode or whatever?
There's there's like story, then there's Padawan, then there's Jedi, then there's Jedi Master, and then there's Grandmaster.
Oh, okay.
So I think there's five. I'm playing on the Master difficulty, second hardest. And it's, I remember I beat the first game on Grandmaster, and it wasn't that hard either. But
This time I'll actually upgrade my health.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you could have upgraded your health. It was, you just didn't get enough stims.
Oh, stims, yeah.
Yeah, didn't you go through the whole game with, like, only grabbing two or something?
I thought that was just...
You start with two.
Whatever you start with.
He just didn't find any crates.
It's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
You know what everyone's excited for, though? Gollum.
Yeah.
No.
He's the most hideous-looking Gollum I've ever seen in my life.
I don't know.
Like, the normal Gollum looks hideous, but, like, this Gollum is... I don't know.
Can't believe they actually...
I don't know where they...
Went through all the various stages of, like, building this game out, and no one higher up ever, like, questioned why they're making a Gollum game.
I mean, it's possible that people love it, and it's actually amazing. It could be, like, a Stray situation where you think it's going to be, like, a little cat game,
yeah,
and then it turns out it's actually really good. I doubt it, though, but if that happens, I would be happy.
People are kind of comparing it to Styx.
Yeah, which I couldn't get into because it felt kind of clunky.
Yeah.
It was like...
You've never heard of Styx? Where you're like, it's kind of like the third person thief.
Styx with the X?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Assassin's Creed if you were a goblin and it were clunky.
Yeah. Pretty much.
The one cool mechanic that game has is that you can create a clone of yourself. And you can go do things as the clone, and then you destroy the clone when you're done.
That's kind of cool.
But besides that, I didn't really see what was cool about it.
I remember playing it on the PS4. We got it for free on PS Plus 1 year.
Yeah, I remember the dialogue was kind of cringy.
Yeah.
I got the second one in a Humble Bundle once, and I tried it. I've tried to get into it like 3 or 4 times.
Just go play Shadow of Mordor.
Yeah, literally.
Like... And if you're going to play Golem, just go play Shadow of Mordor.
I mean, those are two different games, but
it seems similar my brain.
I'm wondering if it's going to be on Game Pass.
I doubt it.
Because I would try it, just kind of for the meme, but I don't know. I mean, it's going to be... Imagine it's actually, like, one of the best games of the year.
That'd it would be very crazy. Surprising.
I mean, I doubt it'll beat this... Apparently, it'll beat the story of Survivor or... What came out?
What else is there?
There's... Obviously, the Dead Space remake.
I don't know.
Then there's Resident Evil 4 remake.
I think that might be up for something.
Then there's Atomic Heart, but that wasn't.
I haven't played Atomic Heart.
Hogwarts. That wasn't as liked. Yeah, Hogwarts. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that came out this year.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, that's why we were kind of like panicking. Not panicking, but.
Forest?
We had so many games come out the first quarter of the year. And then I'm not really sure what's coming out the rest of the year.
There's Lies of P coming out in August, which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. I mean, there's Oxenfree.
Oxenfree. There's LS Trials. I think most of the stuff that we were looking forward to has already come out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I think the last thing on here is just something small, which is a seems little UI change, which I don't know why they changed it.
I wouldn't say it's a little UI change. They literally just swapped up the entirety of the UI on Steam.
It's not all completely done. They're matching a lot of other parts of Steam. So like
with the Steam Deck?
Sort of. Like their settings menu, they just made it more uniform in a way.
Mm.
But also the term small means they made everything smaller. Like all the text is smaller.
Oh, I see.
I don't like the way it's small. Like, if I could scale it up, I would.
I actually haven't noticed it. I mean, the only time I've been on Steam was on Thursday. And that was to play... Well, yeah, that was install and play Black Ops 3, and I didn't notice anything. So
I only noticed
it was in the past, like, day or two.
Is that in the library? Or
it's overall the store? On the UI of Steam.
I'll have to check today, because I haven't noticed anything yet.
It just looks a little bit different.
I only noticed it in the library. I didn't go anywhere else.
I noticed a couple, like... Last week, they started doing, in the library, you hover over the game, and instead of, like, making the text glow, they made the whole square around the game glow.
They
started, like, doing small changes like that, and all of a sudden, boom, it just changed a bunch of stuff.
I mean, we are on the beta branch, too, so maybe we got early. Oh, okay.
I wonder if, do you guys remember, didn't they change their, like, entire UI one time?
They did.
And, like, no one liked it?
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's gotten used to it, and the same thing's gonna happen with this one.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize.
They changed. They was, remember, it was originally like fully gray, and then they started making everything like the opacity a little bit more, and kind of made like gradients on the actual UI. It's kind of like that, but they made it a little bit darker now.
Yeah, I didn't think it needed to change. I didn't think there were any problems with it. But it's whatever. It's not major.
Yeah.
We'll probably be used to it in a couple weeks anyway.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty much everything we have on our list.
Yeah, is there anybody in chat that wants to ask any questions or say anything?
I know we saw a couple. Or there's a couple there.
There were a bunch of people saying stuff earlier, but we just wanted to wait till the end to respond to chat.
Are there any in there, Ben? That I can't see.
It says there's one, but I don't know if it's still...
Well, there was like... I don't know. Someone said something. What are those like comments
over
there?
Have you seen the Garden of... What? What does it say, Ben? Bon
Garden of Bon Bon? Sounds like Japanese.
I've never heard of it. No.
What's a Bon Bon? I hear people say Bon Bon sometimes, like talking about a food.
I mean, Bun Bun.
What's a Bun Bun?
I don't know what a Bun Bun is.
Isn't that like a Japanese food or something?
It might be.
What is that? I gotta find out.
How quick, totally good lick?
What?
On pocket.
What's happening?
Ben, I don't know what I'm saying. Ben, you gotta tell us because it's so small.
Oh, he's gotta head out.
Oh. Oh, good luck. I said, I see good lick. I'm like, okay, sure. But, all right, if no one's gonna say anything.
Yeah, I think it's probably it.
I think that'll be it for this episode. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you in the next podcast.